Hey, you've got to try this cheesecake.
Oh, you know, I'm not that much of a sweet tooth. Wow, my God, so creamy. Oh, my God, that is the best cheesecake I've ever had. Where did you get this?
It was at the front door when I got home. Somebody sent it to us.
Taylor, this is not addressed to you. This is addressed to Mrs. Braverman downstairs. Thief.
I didn't read the box before I opened it, and you can't return a box after you've opened the box.
Why not?
Because it's too delicious.
Chandler, you stole this cheesecake. That is wrong.
No. It is going to be okay, because Mrs. Braverman is going to send away for a free one. And that way we all win. The only losers are the big cheesecake conglomerate, Mama's Little Bakery. I feel terrible. I'm a horrible, horrible, horrible person.
Well, I'm sorry, what?
I should get going. Big day at work. You know, I'm in a coma. Well, today they do this test on me and turns out I'm not brain dead.
So?
Nah, Mr. Smarty Pants, it's just my character that's not brain dead. Hey, Sophie, are you still on for tonight?
Absolutely.
All right, I'll see you at 8.
Okay.
Oh, what's at 8?
Oh, I have dinner plans with Joey. We get together about once a month to discuss the rest of you guys.
Wow, did not know that. May I say how lovely you look today?
Duly noted.
Oh, so for tomorrow, do you want to rent a car and drive down together or what?
What are you talking about?
Cousin Franny's wedding. It's tomorrow night.
You were invited?
No.
I can't believe this. I mean, I knew that Mom and Dad were invited, but I thought that was it. I mean, from the ages of 7 to 9, Franny and I were inseparable.
Well, maybe since the age of 9, Franny's made some new friends.
Do you want to make some new friends?
Well, look, it's probably just a mistake. Let me call Aunt Cheryl, okay? Maybe you are invited and the invitation just got lost in the mail.
Yeah, well, you call her and tell her that, you know, when we were kids, her precious little Franny tried to undress me several times, okay? And if I hadn't stopped her, there probably wouldn't even be a wedding to go to.
She tried to undress me, too.
I used to undress my cousin Glenn.
Joseph Francis Trivioni, are you home yet?
I think he's still out. What's wrong?
Well, I'll tell you, Rachel Karen Green. I had plans with Joey tonight, and he left me this note. Thieves, can't make it, got a date, talk to you later. Big Daddy. Big Daddy? Oh, that's a nickname we were trying out.
Why'd you guys try out Francis? Francis is a cooler name than Chandler, isn't it?
You know what nickname never caught on? The Rossitron. Hey.
Oh, here's Joseph Francis.
What are you middle naming me for? I left you a note.
So what? That doesn't give you the right to ditch me.
Hey, you can cancel plans with friends if there's a possibility for sex.
Maybe he's right. That is the rule.
Really?
Well, that's what I hear. I've never gotten a chance to actually employ the rule.
Well, I don't accept this rule. When we make plans, I expect you to show up. Okay, I can't just be away to kill time till you meet someone better. You know, boyfriends and girlfriends are going to come and go, but this is for life.
Wow. So sorry, I had no idea it would bother you this much.
Well, it does.
Okay, can I make it up to you? I'm sorry. How about dinner tomorrow night? I'll pay for myself.
Okay, you warm me down.
Hey, Joe, while you're over there, how about another beer for the Rossitron? Is that back?
Oh,
The other cheesecake came. They delivered it to the wrong address again.
So, just bring it back downstairs. What's the problem?
I can't seem to say goodbye.
Are you serious? Chandler, we ate an entire cheesecake 2 days ago, and you want more?
Well, I've forgotten what it tastes like, okay?
It was cheesecake. It was fine. It had a buttery, crumbly graham cracker crust with a very rich, yet light, cream cheese filling. Wow, my whole mouth just filled with saliva.
You know what? Forget it. We are just hungry. We have not had lunch. We are just lightheaded. So let us go out and have lunch and forget about the cheesecake.
Yeah, we'll drop it off downstairs so that we're not tempted.
Good idea. Where do you want to go to lunch?
Mama's Little Bakery, Chicago, Illinois.
Oh, Mel Torme died.
Joey, that paper's like a year old.
Oh, does that mean the Sam Goody sale is over?
Hey.
Hey.
So I finally heard back from Aunt Cheryl, and apparently it wasn't a mistake. There's limited seating in the hall.
Limited seating? I am just one tiny person.
Well, yeah, but she doesn't know that. I mean, the last time she saw you, you would have turned one of those little wedding chairs into kindling.
Limited seating? Oh, that is such a lame excuse. That's the reason why she's not inviting me.
Well, what's the big deal? I wasn't even invited to the ceremony, just the reception. And you know what? If it makes you feel any better, Joan and I will just make an appearance, and then we'll leave early as a sign of protest.
Joan?
Yeah, Joan Tedeschi, my date. She's an assistant professor in the linguistics department, tall, very beautiful, and despite what some people say, not broad-backed.
You got Ross Geller and Guest? I wasn't invited and you got and Guest?
Excuse me, I do have to interrupt on Ross's behalf. I think the rule applies here. You know, since he has a chance to get on Broadback.
Not Broadback!
Dude, I've seen her. She's like a billboard.
Wait a minute, you're bringing me.
Well, I can't cancel on Joan.
Why not?
Because, did you not hear me? She's an assistant professor in the linguistics department, okay? They're wild. Well, why do you want to come anyway?
Because she's my cousin. I mean, we grew up together. Family, and I don't know, that's important to me.
Okay, all right, I'll take you. I'll go call Joan.
Oh, that's nice. Family should be there, huh? This is her wedding, happiest day of her life.
We'll see.
Well, thank you for lunch.
What? Wait a minute, I didn't pay. I thought you paid.
So apparently we just don't pay for food anymore. You see what I see?
It's still there.
Mrs. Braverman must be out.
She could be out of town. Maybe she'll be gone for months.
By then, the cheesecake may have gone bad. Mm. We don't want her to come back to bad cheesecake.
No, that could kill her.
Well, we don't want that.
No, so we're protecting her.
Well, we should take it?
Yeah, but we should move quick.
Why?
Because I think I just heard her moving around in there.
Go, 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 go.
Do you think that it's inappropriate to wear a white lacy dress to a wedding?
Yes.
Excellent.
Oh, my God, that's David.
David who?
David, the scientist guy, David, that I was in love with. David, who went to Russia and broke my heart, David.
Oh, my God.
Oh, you say someone's name enough, they turn around.
Phoebe.
David? What are you doing here? Aren't you supposed to be in Russia?
Yeah, I'm just in town for a conference. God, you look phenomenal.
Well, yeah. You look great, too. Did you get a haircut?
Yeah. Well, I got like 30 of them.
Yeah.
Look, I got a confession to make.
Okay.
I was hoping to run into you here. I didn't know whether I should call or not. You know, I was only in town for a few days, and, you know, I didn't want to intrude on your life or anything like that, but I really wanted to see you, but I didn't know if you wanted to see me.
Well, of course I would want to see you. I think about you all the time.
Really? Because I think about you all the time.
Really?
I mean, there's a statue in Minsk that reminds me of you so much. I mean, it's actually of Lenin. But, you know, at certain angles.
Yeah.
Anyway, do you want to have dinner tonight?
Yes. Oh, no.
Oh. What?
I can't. I can't believe I have plans. I can't. Can you do it tomorrow night, though?
No. I have to go in a few hours. I have to be on the red eye.
Yeah.
Well, listen, you know, next time you're in Minsk...
Can I talk to you for a second?
Uh-huh.
What are you doing?
Well, I have plans with Joey tonight.
So? He'll understand?
No, he won't. And that's not even the point. Monica, I made a whole speech about how you do not cancel plans with friends. And now, you know what, just because potentially the love of my life comes back from Russia just for one night, I should change my beliefs? I should change my beliefs. No, no, no. If I don't have my principles, I don't have anything.
God, you are so strong.
Or I should rush through dinner with Joey and I could meet David at 9. Oh, my God, that is so good.
I'm full. And yet I know if I stop eating this, I'll regret it.
Hey, what have you got there?
Oh, it's tofu cake. Do you want some?
No.
What are you doing tonight?
Huh?
Dude.
Oh, sorry. I got those plans with Phoebe.
Oh, really? Monica said she had a date at 9.
What? Tonight?
That's what Monica said.
After she gave him that big speech, she goes and makes a date with a guy on the same night she has plans with me? I think she's trying to pull a fast one on Big Daddy. Now, if you'll excuse me.
Dude, if I took off my pants right now, how would you feel?
Like your cousin Glenn. Oh, here, I think this is us.
Yeah.
Limited seating my ass. Just see who made the cut. Hi. Hey, I'm Monica Geller. How do you know the bride and groom?
Oh, I used to work with Franny. Used to work with her. Used to. I'm a relative and I didn't get invited. A blood relative. Blood.
Stop saying blood to strangers.
From the ages of 7 to 9, we were inseparable. Inseparable, and I didn't get invited to this.
Then why are you here?
My brother's date.
Hey, I had a date, okay? Joan Tedeschi, the linguist.
So, how about you? How do you know the happy couple?
We went to college with both of them, and now we live next door.
Okay, you're fine.
You know, you would have liked Joan. She's very pleasant. There. Her back looks like that. That's not broad, is it?
Come on, Julie. You've got to be ready to order by now.
You know what? I don't think I like this table either. Maybe we should move again.
No, we're staying right here. Excuse me, we're ready to order.
I don't work here.
Well, then you shouldn't be walking around.
Hey.
Hi.
You guys ready yet?
Yeah, I'm going to have the green salad with the house dressing. Water's fine.
And you, sir?
Yeah, this is slow-roasted salmon. Just how slow are we talking?
It's already been roasted.
Oh, then no. Maybe I should hear those specials again.
Oh, Joey, we've heard the specials 3 times, okay? There's prime rib, mahi-mahi, and a very special lobster ravioli.
Actually, we're out of the lobster ravioli.
Oh, well, that changes everything. You know what, Babes?
Huh?
You were right before.
Mm-hmm.
Friends are so important.
Yeah, I'm very wise, I know.
Yeah. Well, you know what I really want?
What?
It's to have a long, long talk. You know, get Joey out on the open road and really open him up.
Any progress?
Yes. I will have the lobster ravioli.
God, Joey, this is taking forever.
What's the rush? What?
Well, I have an appointment, and it's very important.
Oh, well, what is it?
Well, it's a date.
A date? No, Phoebe, you must be mistaken, because I know you wouldn't schedule a date on the same night you have plans with a friend.
Come on, Joey, don't make me feel badly about this.
No, I'm gonna.
That's right. Yeah, you made me feel really guilty about going out with that girl. Like I did something terrible to you. Now, Phoebe, you're doing the same thing.
It's not the same thing. This is totally different. This is with David. Remember David, the scientist guy? Okay, he's very special to me.
Okay, well, my girlfriend the other night was special. She was a scientist, too.
She was?
Well, she graduated high school.
Okay, whatever. You know what? I don't have time to convince you because he's only here for 4 hours, and I'm going to go see him.
Fine.
Yeah.
Fine.
Yeah.
What are you still doing here? I told you, lobster ravioli.
Hey.
Hey. Oh, I was just about to leave. I didn't think you were coming.
Oh, I wouldn't have missed this.
Well, I'm very glad you're here.
Oh, you're such a gentleman. Come on, we're going to my place.
Oh. Are you eating the cheesecake without me?
Mm-mm.
I will give you $100 to whistle right now. Cheesecake without me.
Oh, what are you going to do? Are you going to go run and tell Monica? Are you going to tell Joey? No, because then you're going to have to tell them what we did. We are dessert stealers. We are living outside the law.
You know what? I don't trust you with this cake anymore. And I got it first. And I'm taking it back.
What? What? Oh, yes. No, no,
oh,
no,
yes.
No, you don't. No,
oh, yes.
No.
Yes. Oh, yes.
You think I trust you with it? No, we're going to split it. You take half and I take half.
Well, that's not fair. You've already had some.
Well, oh, then I, you know what? I think Monica would be very interested to know that you called her cheesecake dry and mealy.
What do we use to split it?
Okay. All right, pick a half.
Okay. Well, this side looks bigger. Mm-hmm. There's more crust on this side. Yeah. So,
maybe if I measure...
Oh, for God's sake, just pick a piece.
All right, pick that one.
So the smaller piece. Okay. There you go. Enjoy your half, my friend, but that is it. No sharing, no switching, and don't come crying to me if you eat your piece too fast.
Oh! Oh!
All right, you gotta give me some of your piece.
Oh, no, no. No switching, no sharing, and don't come crying to me. I may just sit here and have my cake all day. Just sit here in the hallway and eat my...
Oh, hey, Aunt Millie.
Isn't it a beautiful wedding?
Yes, yes, it is. Every time on the lips. Why? Why on the lips?
Just saying. Won't you be happy to see me?
Now, wait a minute. You be nice, all right? I didn't bring you here so you can ambush her.
Franny was the one who found your Playboys and showed them to Mom.
That bitch.
What am I doing here? Why? Surprised to see me? Ross brought me. How do you like that?
Hi, Franny. Congratulations.
You invite my brother? You invite my whole family and not me? Why? Why wouldn't you want me at your wedding? What could I have possibly done? Stuart. I believe you know my husband.
So it's really a question of who could you have possibly done?
But I have to go. I can't miss my flight.
Are you sure? I'll bet there's another flight to Minsk in like...
July. Poshalusta pochisti moimernich stoka.
It's really beautiful. What does it mean?
Please clean my beakers. I don't get out of the lab much.
I thought it meant something else.
Yeah, I really actually wanted to say, that. But, I figured I probably shouldn't because, you know, I have to leave.
You're right. Don't say it.
I do, though.
I do, too.
Bye, Phoebe.
Okay, now's not the time, Joey. All right, you can yell at me tomorrow.
No, I'm not going to yell at you. I just, you know, started thinking about you and David, and I remember how bummed you were the first time you left. I just... Oh, Phoebe's coming. Are you okay?
No, I'm not okay. The only guy I've ever been crazy about is Wanda Minsk, and I may never see him again.
Hey, you know, you could always visit them.
Oh, right, like they're going to let me have a passport.
Anything I can do? Whatever you need.
Well, but now if you could achieve positronic distillation of subatomic particles, you know, before he does, then he could come back.
I could give it a shot. Stick to your side.
Come on now.
All right, what do we have?
Oh, wait, I forgot my wrap.
Oh, I'll wait here for you.
I can't go back there.
Why?
Did you see the way that Stuart was staring at me? I think he still wants me.
Oh, my God.
Just go do it.
All right, wait here.
Hi, sweetie. Are you leaving?
Well...
Give us a kiss.
Well, technically, it started 7 billion years ago.
No, okay,
fine, I'll stop. No teaching, okay? We'll just watch the pretty lights streaking across the sky, okay? Whose official name is Bepstein King.
Okay. There it is. Oh, look at that. Isn't Mother Nature amazing?
That's a plane.
Well, all right. 1,700 bags of peanuts flying that high. That's pretty amazing, too.
Hey, I wonder if you can see my apartment from up here.
No, you can't.
What?
I don't know.
Look at all those stars. Infinite space. Really, really makes you wonder, doesn't it?
Uh-huh. Yeah, you know what else makes you wonder?
What?
Check out the rack on that chick. You think those babies are real?
Okay, we've been out here for 2 hours and we haven't seen any stupid comets. Can we go now? I mean, Chandler's getting chilly.
No, I'm not.
Then why are you wearing Monica's jacket?
Because it's flattering. Come on, Monica.
Yeah. You know what?
I think we're going to take off, too. We rented a movie.
Oh, I won't say no to a movie.
Oh, Paige, we just actually kind of wanted to be alone.
Shh, get me out of here.
Oh.
Hey, Ross.
What?
Come here, check this out.
What, is it the comet?
No. Look, there's a bug stuck in tar right here.
Joey, I can't believe it. I bring you here to see the Bapstein King Comet, one of nature's most spectacular phenomena. And all you care about are bugs stuck in tar and some woman.
You know, there's two women, dude.
Show me where?
Right up here.
Joey, where's the pipe that was holding the door open?
I don't know.
Yeah, I do. Joey!
What, Arbor? Hey, don't look at me. You're the one that wanted to come up here and look for some stupid Burger King comet.
It's called the Bapstein King Comet, okay? Oh, hey, right. Hey, Bapstein was a very well-respected astronomer.
No!
Monica.
She's sleeping.
I know, just quick question. Which one was Deep Impact and which one was Armageddon?
Deep Impact was the one with Robert Duvall. Armageddon is what's going to happen to you if you wake me up.
Sorry, I just can't sleep. Ooh. Where is that book that you were reading with the two women who were ice skating and wearing those hats with the flowers on it? Because every time I look at that cover, I'm like...
It is in the living room where there is also a light. And no one will kick you in the shin.
What?
Ow!
Please don't be a spaceship. Please don't be a spaceship. Oh, thank God.
Do to get down.
Yeah, I guess we don't have a choice.
Help us! Please help us! We're stuck up on the roof and we can't get down!
Ross. I was thinking we'd just go down the fire escape.
I know, I wasn't finished.
I'm sorry, I thought maybe I'd make some warm milk and it would help me sleep.
With a wok? I thought you were going to read my boring book to put you to sleep.
It got interesting. Damn you, Oprah.
Here, let me make the milk. I'm up anyway.
Hey, you know what we could do? You know, now that we're up, we could just, like, talk to each other all night long, you know, like we did when we were first going out. It'd be fun.
Okay, that does sound fun.
Yeah. So, I mean, how bummed were you when the second sister died, huh?
The second sister dies?
No. No, I was talking about the book I was reading.
The Second Sister Dies in Archie and Jughead Double Digest?
That's correct.
You want to go in the bedroom? A little more comfortable.
Sure.
Oh, wait. Did you send those contracts to Milan?
This is your idea of sexy talk?
No, seriously, you know the contracts I gave you? Did you overnight them?
What contracts?
Okay, please tell me this is just one of your jokes that you do that I don't get.
Like what?
You know, like the thing when you put the phone in your pants? Come on, Ted, I'm serious. This isn't funny. Those contracts absolutely had to go out today.
Rachel, I'm sorry, but you didn't give me any contracts.
Oh, yes, I did, and I put a little post-it on it that said, must go out today, and I underlined today 3 times, and then I put a little heart in the corner because I didn't want to seem too bossy.
I'm telling you, you never gave them to me.
You know what, Tag? If we went down to the office, you would see those contracts sitting on your desk.
No, I would see you looking embarrassed because they are not on my desk.
Or maybe you would see me looking embarrassed because you are talking on the phone with your crotch.
Do you want to go down to the office right now?
No, come on, it's late. We're not going to go down to the office.
Yeah, I understand. I wouldn't want to be proved wrong either.
All right, get your coat. Oh, when did you unhook this? Nice work.
I won't go down any further. Stop. Well, we're just going to have to jump. Yeah. Now, we're going to have to make sure to land to the right of that patch of ice. Okay? Not hit the dumpster on the other side. And try to avoid that weird brownish red stuff in the middle. So, when you get down there, you go up to the roof and you let me in.
Oh, whoa, wait a minute. I have to do it?
Yeah, oh yeah, you'll be fine. It'll be just like bungee jumping, you know? But instead of bouncing back up, you won't.
Well, what if I smack my head on the concrete?
Well, I'm not going to lie to you, Joey. It's a possibility.
I don't know, Ross. I'll tell you what. Let's flip to see who does it, okay? You call it in the air, all right?
All right. Can you see what it is?
No.
Okay, well, you be careful.
What? No, Ross. No, stop. I'm not jumping.
Okay, look, I have an audition tomorrow, and I can't go if I break my leg. Well, I'm not jumping. I have a son, okay? He won't have a father if I die.
Well, all right, so it looks like we're even.
Okay, so this wire is connected to this wire, which plugs into here. Okay, so to get the beeping to stop, all I have to do... Well done, Pete.
Hey, here's your milk. What do you want to talk about?
What?
Oh, are you sleeping, sweetie? Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, that's so much better. Okay. Now, at least I can hear myself think. Oh, Mickey, you're so fine, you blow my mind. Hey, Mickey. Oh, Mickey, you're so fine, you blow my mind. Hey, Mickey. Oh, Mickey, you're so fine, you blow my mind. Hey, Mickey. Oh, my God, stop singing!
Hey, feel free. free to look, but I'm telling you, those contracts are not on this desk.
How could you possibly know? Look at this mess, Tag. I mean, this is what I'm talking about. You have to be more organized. You've got newspapers. You've got magazines. And who's this chippy? A little young for you, Tag, but whatever.
It's my sister.
Really? She's got very cute braces. Anyway, you know what? The point is, Tag, start looking because you are going to find those contracts on your desk.
So when do you imagine you gave them to me? In the morning or in the afternoon?
In the afternoon. Mr. Zellner came into my office after lunch. He put them on my desk, and then I put a post-it on it that said, must go out today. So you just keep looking in there, all right?
Not here.
Puzzler. Bit of a puzzle. Why don't you check the copy room? Maybe you left the contracts in there.
How could I have left them in the copy room?
I don't know, Tag. How can your genitals make phone calls? Okay, it's not a perfect world. Just go, please.
Fine.
Thank you. Hello? I still don't get it. You still awake?
Yeah, you.
You do know that was me that just said that, right? Hey, as long as we're both up.
Yeah? Mm-hmm. I hope you're not thinking about cleaning the living room.
Starving. The hell was I thinking at dinner? You want soup or salad? Both. Always order both.
You know, I'm looking and I don't think anyone's home here. I say we just break the window, crawl through, and you know, explain later.
Yeah, really? No one's home?
I don't think so. Hello? When you get in there...
Okay. This is where you and I part ways. Noisy bitch. What? What are you doing?
Do you know what just happened?
Yeah. We had sex and then we fell asleep.
No, we were in the middle of sex, and you fell asleep.
No, that's not true. No, best time ever. You rocked my world.
Monica.
What?
I was giving you some of my best moves, and you missed it. So please wake up. So we can do it right.
Okay, I'm ready. Come on, big fella. Give me the good stuff.
Yeah.
No, don't fall asleep. Okay, I'm going to make you some coffee.
Oh, I probably won't spill coffee grounds all over the kitchen floor.
Okay, I'm up. I got you some coffee, too. Okay. So, you got anything for me?
Still no luck.
Oh, my God. Did you check your entire desk? Did you check all the drawers?
You want me to check again?
Well, yeah, I wish you would. No, it's not there. How about that drawer?
Well, it's not out here. Is there any chance it could be in your office?
I don't know. Let me check.
Any luck?
See you in my office for a minute?
Yep.
You found them! You know what? I'm not even going to gloat. I'm just really relieved this whole thing is over.
You put these on my desk.
I did not.
Oh, really? So you're saying they just slid out of your bottom drawer, crawled across the floor, then jumped onto my desk?
How did you know they were in my bottom drawer?
I am so hot for you right now.
Found your fire alarm in the trash chute.
Mm-hmm, that's not mine.
Yes, it is.
How do you know?
The next time you want to dump a fire alarm in the trash chute, don't wrap it in a blanket that says property of Phoebe Buffet, not Monica.
Okay, do you have a search warrant? Because the last time I checked, this was still America.
Please reattach this. It's against the law to disconnect them.
Fine, but please, God, tell me how to stop them from going off.
Just press the reset button under the plastic cup.
There's a reset button? Oh, thank you. Thank you. Oh, there's a reset button. My God. Why didn't I see that? Reset button. Reset button. Where's our reset button? Oh, here it is. Oh. You live here. The rent's due on the 15th.
Okay, you have a good grip?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to start to climb down you now.
Just hurry up.
Okay. Now, should I climb down your front so we're face to face, or should I climb down your back so we're butt to face?
Face to face.
Okay, here I come.
Oh, my. How much do you weigh, Ross?
I prefer not to answer that right now. I'm still carrying a little holiday weight.
You know, when we talked about face to face, I don't think we thought it all the way through.
What do you want me to do?
Just shimmy down me and drop.
All right. You know, maybe I should hang and you should climb down me.
Yeah? Maybe we should talk about that for a little while.
It still looks pretty far.
It's not that far. Just drop.
Do not rush me.
You should know that my pants are starting to come down and I'm not wearing any underwear.
Oh! My ankle! I really hurt my ankle. I think I twisted it. Ooh, a quarter.
That really was some of your best work.
I told you.
Oh, I can't believe it. I've only got 2 hours until I call in sick for work.
I have to be up in 7 minutes.
Well, you're not going to believe this, but if you have 7 minutes...
Really?
You want to?
Okay, you get the vacuum cleaner and I'll get the furniture polished.